Close up, our federal politicians returned to Canberra this week following the July election. Fairfax Agricultural Media's Canberra Bureau Chief Colin Bettles has our regular roundup of the week in politics.
Colin, can you tell us how's the first sitting week been at Parliament from an agricultural and rural point of view?
Well, there's been a lot of colour and movement, as there always is, with a lot of the ceremony that goes around the swearing-in of the new members of Parliament and obviously following a double disillusion election, just getting the whole place up and running in a formal sense. So I don't know, I think people are still a little bit in second gear or heading into third gear. A lot of the members of Parliament are still getting organised with their staffing arrangements and those new people just getting a feel for the general building and the general swing of the place and how the mechanics of it all works. So, yeah, a lot of lost faces of people who are new to the building wandering around. It's a very big place, so finding out where they fit in. But I suppose one of the big stories that's been leading up to the start of Parliament has been whether or not West Australian One Nation Senator Rod Cullen would actually be sworn in. He's got a few legal issues in the background that he's been dealing with that we know of, one in particular over the alleged theft of a car in West Australia during a farm foreclosure proceeding in March last year. So, he's managed to get sworn in, and that's the big story. And he's a very colourful character, and he's certainly going to push the banks very hard for a Royal Commission into banking and being an ex-farmer from Williams and someone who had a high-end horse feed business as well that's generated him a fair bit of business activity over the last few years. That's his main focus, and the ANZ Bank purchase of the landmark rural loans book is something he wants to flesh out through that inquiry, but still a bit of water to go under the bridge there. But again, yeah, a few other characters as well. Janet Rice from Victoria, a Green senator there, has been appointed as the new agricultural spokesperson for her party. So, of course, she'll be typical of all Green senators, very strong on climate change and obviously the science of climate change, but there'll be a few other challenges that she'll have to step up to the plate on. One of them being the science of plant breeding, biotechnology, GM crops, and whether there's any consistency between those two positions. But it's pretty exciting and interesting to have a new person for the Greens. Rachel Seaworth did the job for 11 years as well, and she had an agricultural science degree and was very well regarded. So it's interesting to see how she goes, her replacement goes.
From a rural standpoint, what are going to be some of the big legislation changes that are going to be pushed through in the opening 6 months of this Parliament?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how much new legislation is needed to fulfil some of the election promises that were made by the Coalition. And I think one that dominated their agricultural policy announcement was a new agency to distribute rural loans, and also some of the funding that will go out under the National Water Initiative, which has got about $2 billion in it. So the drought loans, as we know, has been heavily criticised. It was criticised by the Audit Commission, the program, because the federal government provides the money, the states then have to deliver it. Now, the states have got various agencies that are taking various attitudes towards distribution of the money. And the bottom line is that doesn't add up to an expedient delivery of funding, according to the program's rules, for the farmers in need. So I think the Commonwealth feels that if they can do it and have an umbrella agency that eliminates the state agencies, then that'll help provide funding to farmers in need in a far more expedient way, again, while sticking to the rules, but being far more timely in the delivery of that support.
That's a wrap from the National Newsroom today. If you've got a story, please email us. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter @NatRuralNews. That's the state of the country. I'm Eddie Summerfield.
This has been the National Rural News.